Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Hello, big thinkers. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. This is Tim Peter talking to you about all the internet expertise your business needs. So glad to have you back with us today. This is week three of Thinks Out Loud, and so far things are going great. I am super excited about how things have been received so far. As I did last week, I'm going to start off just by sharing some numbers. You know, I talked in week one about why you do what you do, and I talked about your need to have metrics to show whether or not what you're doing is working. And I said I would go ahead and share metrics with you as we went along, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. What we're seeing is about a 21% growth week on week in terms of subscriber count, which I think is pretty good. Obviously, we're starting off a small base, though the numbers are very good compared to a typical blog post that we would have on the blog at timpeter.com/blog. So growing from that seems to be working out pretty well, and I'm pleased about that. We're seeing about 28% of the people who are listening to the podcast are listening through mobile. And you may remember way back when in week one, I talked about the fact that one of the reasons I was doing the podcast was to see if we could attract people from mobile at a higher rate than what we see in the blog. And the answer is yeah, by quite a bit. As I said, it's about 28% are coming from mobile, and that's compared to about 10% on the blog itself. So that's actually, three times as good. So that's really good, right? And about 20% of the people who are listening to this podcast are doing so through iTunes or Apple TV. And that's a new audience for us. So that's really very cool. That's very exciting and something I'm really pleased with. So just like I talked about in the first week when I said you've got to have a why you do something and you've got to have metrics, I'm starting to see that the metrics are supporting doing this. Obviously, it's still early days. This is the third show. So I'm going to keep an eye on this and I'm going to keep you updated. But I'm pretty pleased about all of that. And then just one fun fact here at the end is we've got listeners obviously from the United States and also from Canada, but places like Germany, Ireland, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Portugal, Turkey, and China. So welcome to all of you from around the world. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, and I hope you're getting some value out of it. Now let's go ahead and look at some headlines. Social Media Today has a piece up about why you can't sell with social media. Really a very good read. And they actually explain how you can sell with social media, even if you can't track it. Now, you know that I believe that you can track it. And I will have some links in the show notes at timpeter.com/blog explaining how you can do that. But I thought the piece was very good overall in terms of talking about why it is many brands are struggling to sell with social media. And I'm going to come to that in more detail when we get into the tips. The other big headline, and this is a huge headline this week, I'm sure you're aware. So Apple released iOS 6. I talked about the new iPhone a couple weeks ago. And I said that the reviews were really good. Well, they were, except for this Maps program that they released. So if you're not aware, Apple offered Google Maps as the default mapping application on a mobile phone. And because local search is such a big part of what people do with their mobile, Maps is an incredibly important app to have. Well, when Google introduced iOS 6, they removed Google Maps and they replaced it with their own Maps application. And it really sucks. It is really, really not good. And most people hate it. There's all kinds of problems, ranging from things just flat out missing to a farm being labeled as an airport to train stations that vanish from major cities around the globe. So Apple really, really did a poor job of this. And I think there's a really telling story here in how when you're making changes to what you do for your customers, you really need to make sure that first you do no harm. And I actually had a piece earlier this week on the blog about this, and I'm going to put that in the show notes too. But a big part of this actually gets right to what I want this week's tip to be. So if you think about the first week, we talked about why you do what you do. What are your plans? Why does it matter to you? What are your objectives and your goals? And then last week in our second show, we talked about who you're doing that for. And I said that this week we were going to talk about what, and that's exactly right. But the what isn't what you want to do. It's what your customers want to do, right? Why do your customers do online in the first place? Why are they researching? Why are they in the process of checking things out? What do they want? What is their objective? And the people who do a good job of helping customers meet their objective, accomplish their objective, are people who actually succeed very well online. So when we talk about that Social Media Today piece and say that, that you can't sell through social, well, the reason why you can't sell through social typically is because that's not why your customers are using social. You have to engage with your customers first and actually become a trusted resource to them before they'll buy through social. And I think the Social Media Today piece does a good job of that. When I talk about the Apple issue, did Apple's customers really need or want a different Maps application, right? The Google Maps app was fantastic, did everything it was supposed to do, solved the customer problem. I actually did a search in the App Store, in the Apple App Store, to see how many mapping applications existed. And the answer is there were quite a lot. So it's not like customers didn't have choice of what they wanted to do. MapQuest had an app. There's a terrific social GPS called Waze, W-A-Z-E, that's really, really cool. I've used myself and think it's pretty awesome. So it isn't like customers lacked for choice. Apple, though, decided that it was in the best interest of their customers, really in the best interest of Apple, to give them a better app without thinking about whether or not it was the right thing to do for customers. And because of that, they're really suffering the consequences now. It's an app that nobody seems to want and is hurt even further by the fact that it doesn't actually work. So you've got to think about what is your customer's objective and how can you make what you do work for them better to accomplish that objective. So let me give you two examples. The first is, I do a lot of work with the hospitality industry. And one of the things we do a lot is when we do search ads, we go ahead and we put the price in the search ad. Now, I know many of you probably think that's crazy. Why would you put your prices in your ad? And I will tell you, in many cases when we do that, we find we get a lower click rate. However, we actually get a higher conversion rate and we get more revenue. Because the people who click through actually are customers who are willing to pay the price that we are charging and understand what they're getting before they come over. Similarly, I did a website redesign a few years ago when I worked for one of my past employers, and we actually merged two pages together. It used to be that you got a list of products and then you had to click through the product to see the price. And we merged those into one page where when you got the list of products, you also saw the price at the same time. And again, much like when we put the prices in the ads, we saw a lower click-through rate, but we also saw a higher conversion because we were answering the question the customer had. And because we had a higher conversion, we also made more revenue. So the better a job you do of getting out of your customer's way, the better a job you do of helping them accomplish their objective, the better a job you will do of achieving your goals and accomplishing your objectives. They play very much in line with one another, so something you really want to pay close attention to. One of the channels that's really great for helping customers accomplish what they want to accomplish is email marketing. And I just read a great book called The Rebel's Guide to Email Marketing by Jason Falls and DJ Waldo. It's a fantastic book. These guys really know what they're doing. They spend a lot of time explaining why email is not dead. I actually am a big believer that email is the forgotten social network or the hidden social network. It's the social network we sometimes forget exists. And I'm going to go ahead and link to some things in the show notes, including a link to the book, so that you can check it out. I highly recommend it. It's a great read written by a couple of guys who really, really know what they're doing. I strongly recommend you check it out. Okay, well, it looks like we are about out of time together. As always, I so appreciate you listening to us here at Thinks Out Loud. I'm so thrilled with the response we've been getting so far. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think of the show so far, how we can improve it, any suggestions you have, any questions you have, any comments you have. So please do send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. Or you can go ahead to timpeter.com/blog and leave a comment there on the actual show notes, and I'll go ahead and respond to that as well. And finally, you can subscribe to the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes now. So please, if you want to check it out in iTunes, go right ahead, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. With that, I want to thank you so much for listening. You guys are great. Please keep tuning in, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here next week on Thinks Out Loud. Have a great week, everybody.